Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You ready for this one?
Always.
All right, so today we're going to be looking at some posts from HSG,
Oh, yeah.
the Home Spec General Discussion Board.
One of the greats.
Yeah, we're specifically going to be looking at December 13th and 14th of 2024.
All right. Interesting couple of days. A lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. So why don't you tell us what's going on in the world of Homestuck during these 2 days?
Well, it's kind of a time of high tension, actually. You have kind of a lot of stuff happening at once. The Jeff Cayley Awards are going
Oh,
on,
yeah.
big thing in gaming.
Yeah.
And then you also have 4chan is starting their crackdown on Homestuck stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of kind of big happenings going on. And HSG itself is also kind of going through it a little bit as a result.
Yeah. So actually, why don't we start with the Jeff Awards? It's December 13th. Everyone is getting ready for this big video game. Like, what would you call it?
Like an infomercial almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jeff Cayley
Yeah.
Award show.
It's like a big marketing thing, basically, for video games.
Yeah, and specifically, a lot of people are waiting to see what Devolver Digital is going to announce.
Yeah. Devolver is known for their very strange and funny marketing.
Oh, yeah, very out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's waiting with bated breath to see what's going to be announced. And then there's this one user who's just like, I'm going to play video games instead.
Yeah.
They're just over it.
I kind of get it. It
Yeah.
can be a bit much sometimes.
Yeah, too much hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder, what do you think? Is this person just tired of like, the hype machine, or is it something deeper? Do you think it's like maybe a little bit of a like a dig at the mainstream gaming industry? You know, something that a Homestuck fan would enjoy?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think that there's definitely like an element of that to the Homestuck mindset. You know, Homestuck itself was this huge, sprawling thing that was really hard to categorize. And so there is a bit of like an independent spirit to a lot of the Homestuck fans, where they don't really like to go along with the mainstream and they kind of prefer things that are more unique and strange.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of unique and strange, why don't we move on to
Oh.
Putin and the Quran?
Yes, this was a big one.
Yeah, so there's this video going around of Putin interacting with a Quran, and people are saying that he kissed it.
Right.
But there's this one user who is vehemently disagreeing.
Oh, yeah,
They
vehemently.
were saying, no, he did not kiss
They're
it.
going in
They are going in
on the
on
video.
this video. They're talking about how, like, they're looking at the shadows and the angles, and they're saying, like, oh, actually, what you think is a kiss is just him, like, adjusting the book or whatever. So it's really interesting how they're using these very specific details to kind of build their case, which, you know, shows how HSG users kind of approach evidence very differently than, like, you know, someone watching CNN or something. They're not just accepting what they're being told, they're digging deeper, looking for inconsistencies and stuff.
Right, they're analyzing it like they would analyze a Homestuck panel.
Yeah, exactly. Like looking for all the little details and trying to figure out like what's really going on here. So speaking of digging deeper, we also see some users getting into their feelings about superhero movies.
Oh, yeah, the cape shit debate.
Oh yeah. Always a fun one.
The never ending.
So we have one user who just straight up says they hate superhero movies and they prefer deconstructions of the genre. Which I guess makes sense for a Homestuck fan. If you think about it, Homestuck itself is this like huge deconstruction of storytelling tropes and stuff.
It plays with your expectations all the time.
Yeah.
Subverts genres, messes with how you perceive reality. It's very meta.
Yeah, so it makes sense that they would be drawn to media that kind of challenges conventions and, you know, deconstructs those familiar
For
narratives.
sure.
But of course, there's pushback. We see another user come in and say that the hate for superhero movies is just a bandwagon thing.
Oh,
That it's just fueled by like over commercialization. So they're saying it's not the cakes themselves that are the problem. It's the way they've been like, you know, marketed and mass produced to the point of saturation. And this is actually interesting because it kind of ties back to Homestuck as well.
Oh, how so?
Well, Homestuck itself became super popular, spawned this massive fandom and, you know, tons of merchandise. So you could argue that HSG users are very aware of the potential downsides of over-commercialization because they've seen how something that's unique and special can get kind of diluted and commodified.
That's a good point.
So speaking of things that can be diluted and commodified, let's talk about Alan Moore.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
This is where things get a little heated.
Yeah, so it starts with one user praising Moore's work, and specifically Watchmen, for its deconstruction of the superhero genre. And they specifically call out Rorschach.
Yeah, of course they do.
Who is a very complex character.
Extremely complex.
He's this vigilante who embodies both like extreme violence and a rigid moral code.
Yeah.
And the user is pointing out this complexity, saying that Moore's portrayal of him is very nuanced and thought-provoking.
Yeah, he is a very interesting character.
But of course, there's another side to the story on HSG. Another user jumps in and accuses Moore of plagiarism and manipulative writing, basically saying that he created characters like Rorschach to, like, evoke sympathy for harmful ideologies.
Right.
And this is where I think the Homestuck connection gets really interesting. Because Homestuck has its own share of morally gray characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, characters who do terrible things but are still presented with a level of sympathy and understanding.
Yeah.
So maybe this debate about Alan Moore is actually reflecting the HSG community's own struggles with morality and how it's portrayed in fiction.
That's a good point. It's like they're using this Alan Moore discussion as a way to kind of work through their own ideas about how to engage with complex and morally challenging works of art.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got gamers rejecting mainstream hype, deep dives into video evidence, philosophical arguments about superhero deconstruction and the ethics of art. What could possibly come next?
Well, why don't we take a break from the heavy stuff and explore the lighter side of HSG?
All right, I'm ready for something light.
How about some AI-generated fun?
I am always up for some AI shenanigans.
Okay, so you know Jenny Nicholson, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The YouTuber.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, really funny. Does all these deep dives into, like, movies and pop culture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone on HSG has this idea. Like, what if we asked an AI to create a 12-step plan to turn her into a Homestuck fan?
Okay.
Right?
That's awesome.
Imagine Jenny Nicholson, like, queen of overanalyzing bad movies, suddenly becomes obsessed with, like, the ultimate webcomic rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But get this. The AI refuses.
Wait, what?
It was programmed with ethical guidelines.
Oh, interesting.
It says, I'm not going to engage in manipulative social engineering.
Oh, wow.
If you want to introduce someone to Homestuck, do it respectfully.
Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
The AI is more morally upright than some of the HSG users.
Right. It's calling them out.
Yeah.
But it does raise an interesting question. Could an AI ever understand Homestuck?
I don't know.
Could it get the irony?
The meta humor? The absurdity of it all.
Like, sometimes I don't even know if I understand it.
Right. Yeah, sometimes the stuff on HSG gets a little too weird even for me.
Which, speaking of which, there's a thread where they start talking about HSG itself.
Hey, yeah.
They're, like, analyzing their own community.
Meta.
Very meta, right? They talk about, like, the personalities on the board, the inside jokes, like, even how this AI that summarizes our podcast, like, gets stuff wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. They're very self-aware.
It's good. It's good that they're self-aware.
Yeah. I think it's healthy for a community to be able to, like, step back and be like, hey, what are we doing here?
Right. But also, in that thread, you have people kind of breaking off into different factions.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that user who was like, I don't want to watch the Jeff Awards. I'm just going to go play games.
Yeah.
Well, they also post about how they're tired of everything being political on HSG.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to enjoy stuff.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to analyze everything through, like, some ideological lens.
Yeah. Can't we just appreciate a blobfish without turning it into a political debate?
Speaking of blobfish.
Oh, here we go.
There's actually, like, a bunch of just, like, random topics that come up.
Oh, yeah?
Over these 2 days.
This is where the grab bag comes in.
Right. It's like Blobfish, Virtua Fighter 5 Japanese slang terms.
Okay, wait, hold on. I got to know about Virtua Fighter 5. What is this?
Okay, so someone posts these pictures of a Virtua Fighter 5 arcade cabinet where you can customize your character.
Yeah.
But the options are a little strange.
Okay, how strange are we talking?
Imagine choosing between fighting as, like, Akira Yuki or Cinderella?
The Disney princess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or Snow White or Alice from Alice in Wonderland. It's like this bizarre mashup of classic fighting game characters and, like, beloved childhood icons.
That's amazing. Where do they find this?
I don't know. It's just, like, out there.
That's HSG for you.
Right. But I kind of love it. Yeah. It's like, why shouldn't Cinderella be a badass fighter?
Yeah, give her a sword.
Let her go.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned the Japanese slang terms.
Yeah.
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 That was an interesting one.
So tell me about that. What were they talking about?
So they bring up this term Christmas cake.
Okay.
Which you might know is a Japanese term for
single women over 25.
Right. Yeah.
Oof.
Not very flattering.
Yeah.
And so they have this discussion about, like, where the term comes from. Like, is it sexist? Is it ageist?
Yeah.
Like, how does it reflect societal pressures on women in Japan?
Yeah.
Pretty deep stuff.
Which, again, you know, tracks with a Homestuck community.
Yeah.
they're thinking about these things.
Right.
Homestuck is all about like gender and identity and societal expectations.
Yeah. So they're not going to just throw around some slang term without thinking about it. They're going to be like, okay, well, what does this actually mean?
Yeah. What are the implications here?
All right. Exactly.
Okay. So we've got AI ethics, meta commentary on the community, a deep dive into Japanese slang.
We've got it all.
Bizarre Virtua Fighter 5 customizations.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Oh, there's more, but I think we should probably focus on one last thread.
Okay.
Before we move on to the main event.
Right.
Remember mouthwashing?
Yeah.
The game?
Yeah. Wasn't there some controversy around that?
Right. So someone accused the game of having like this hidden rape lore.
Oh, well.
Basically implying that like the creators had embedded some like disturbing subtext into the narrative.
That's a pretty serious accusation.
Yeah.
What did the HSG users have to say about that?
Well, one user jumps in to defend the game.
Okay.
Saying that like the accusations are totally unfounded. That they're like misinterpreting the characters and their actions.
So just reading too much into it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
They argue that, like, the accusers are taking things out of context,
mm-hmm.
ignoring evidence that contradicts their theory.
Okay.
Basically creating this whole rape lore narrative out of thin air.
Which is interesting because it kind of mirrors what's happening with Homestuck itself.
Oh.
You know, yeah. You have this complex, multi-layered work that's open to interpretation.
Right.
And then you have people coming along and trying to, like, impose their own readings onto it.
Yeah.
Sometimes with, like, you know, pretty negative consequences.
Yeah, that's a good parallel.
Yeah, so it's like the HSG community is dealing with the same issues of, like, interpretation and misinterpretation that plague the Homestuck fandom as a whole.
Right. Yeah, okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've seen the HSG community debating everything from video game hype to Japanese slang to the ethics of AI.
Yeah.
But I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah.
The 4chan crackdown on Homestuck. This is the big one.
All right. So for those who might not know what exactly is going on with 4chan and Homestuck.
Well, 4chan has always had this reputation for being, you know, the wild west of the internet.
Right.
Like anything goes.
Right.
But lately there's been this shift. The mods are cracking down on certain types of content and Homestuck seems to be one of their main targets.
So they're, like, deleting threads, banning users, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just, like, random Homestuck threads either. Okay. They're even going after discussions about Andrew Hussey.
Wow.
Like, the creator of Homestuck. It's like they're trying to erase any mention of it from the platform.
That's pretty extreme. Why do you think they're doing this?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
Some users speculate it's just, like, a personal vendetta on the part of the mods.
Okay.
You know, they just don't like Homestuck.
Right.
Others think it's maybe, like, a reflection of a broader cultural shift. Like, maybe Homestuck just isn't as popular as it used to be.
Right.
And 4chan is trying to distance itself from it.
Yeah. It is kind of ironic, though, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, 4chan is known for its tolerance of, like, all kinds of controversial content.
Right.
And now suddenly they're drawing the line at Homestuck.
Yeah, it's like, Homestuck is too controversial for them.
Too much.
Which is funny, considering some of the other stuff that's allowed to fly on 4chan.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So how are the HSG users reacting to all of this?
Well, they're definitely not happy about it.
Yeah. I mean,
they see it as like an attack on their community, an attempt to silence them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also this sense of, I don't know if I would say fear, but maybe apprehension.
Like they're worried it could happen to them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they know that HSG is like a relatively safe space for Homestuck fans.
Right.
But they also know that it's not immune to outside forces.
And remember, this is all happening in the context of everything else we've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The Putin debate, the cape shit arguments, the AI refusing to manipulate Jenny Nicholson.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like this perfect storm of anxieties and tensions.
Yeah, the 4chan crackdown is almost acting as like a catalyst.
Right.
You know, amplifying all these other anxieties that were already simmering beneath the surface.
It's making them question their own identity, their place in the online world.
If 4chan, a place known for its anything goes attitude, can suddenly turn against them.
Right.
What does that mean for other online communities?
Yeah, it's a pretty sobering realization that no online space is truly safe or permanent.
Yeah, it's forcing them to confront some difficult questions about the future of their community.
Right. Where do they go from here?
How do they protect themselves from these external forces?
Big questions.
Yeah, heavy stuff. But, you know, in the midst of all this drama, there's also this sense of defiance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, 4chan might be trying to erase us.
Right.
but we're not going down without a fight.
Exactly. And one of the ways they're fighting back is by, well, just being themselves.
I like that.
You know, they're continuing to have these weird, wacky, sometimes deeply philosophical discussions on HSG. They're not letting the 4chan crackdown define them.
Yeah, they're taking back control of their own narrative.
Exactly.
Which is very Homestuck.
It is.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
Homestuck was all about defying expectations.
Right.
Breaking down barriers.
Yeah.
Creating something new and unexpected. And that's what the HSG community is doing in the face of this adversity.
Absolutely. They're using humor, creativity, intellectual analysis to push back against the forces that are trying to silence them.
Yeah, they're proving that even in the face of censorship, the power of community and shared passion can prevail.
I love that.
So what does all this mean for you, the listener?
Well, I think it reminds us that online communities, even though centered around like seemingly niche interests like Homestuck, are microcosms of the larger world. They're grappling with the same issues of identity belonging censorship that we see playing out on a global scale.
It's a reflection of the world that we live in.
Yeah. And it also shows us that even the most dedicated communities are vulnerable to outside forces.
Right.
The internet is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to navigate it thoughtfully, critically, and with a sense of solidarity.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe, just maybe we can learn a thing or two from the HSG community.
I think so.
Their resilience, their creativity, their ability to find humor and meaning in the midst of chaos. These are qualities we could all benefit from.
Absolutely.
In this increasingly uncertain digital world.
For sure.
So keep those qualities in mind and keep exploring the amazing world of online communities.
Yeah.
You never know what you might find.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.